save my life.
All right, it's live.
We're live?
Don't touch the mic and shit. Okay, here we go.
We're live?
Hey, the place is filling up. Let's do an official start to the show. Recovery from debacle episode. Riz is back from the woods. It's Marrow Wanderers. How do you do? I'm Mike, and that's Riz.
I'm
buddy.
Grizz.
That's Mike.
I'm Grizz.
Grizz.
How you? Listen, you just got back from vacation. Welcome back, pal.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. And you liked it?
I was up north. Way the fuck up north.
Yeah, indeed you were.
Way far.
Where were you?
I was in a place called Hearst, Ontario, which is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like a logging community. And
we still log?
Well, yeah, you still
Speaking
log.
Speaking of logging community, just indulge me for 1 second. Here, just...
Hey, Mike. It's me again. I'm still in Hearst, Ontario, but now I'm taking a shit.
Logging town, you say?
It was a logging town. So I did send you a few videos from
yeah,
start
you
to
sure
finish.
Did. You so sure did.
I wonder if.
In fact, not for nothing, but you know, here's another one.
Hey, Wixon, I just found out I got a shit outside. It's not funny.
But it is. It's so funny. It's the best ever. You should see this. Your face looks great.
Hey, Wixon, I just found out I got a shit outside. It's not funny.
You're shirtless. You're in an outhouse.
No. Yeah, you can hear the generator going in the background.
You sent me a series of postcards. This is one of my all-time favorites. By the way, the videos are all up at...
thank you for putting them up.
At Marrow Wanderers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll post a full video stringing them all together. There's a little sample of that up there, too. But this is the one that I really love the most. First of all, what is the deal with your camera? Is it like a potato? What the fuck?
There's nothing wrong with my fucking camera.
Dude,
it's your fucking phone doesn't show the fucking pictures right.
Why does the video then look like you have a beard of bees? Watch this.
Hey, Mike, it's me again. I'm outside a place called Typer's Bait and Tackle in the middle of Hearst, Ontario.
Hold on. Look, your beard looks nothing like that.
It looks like it's snowing outside.
Why is it snowing on your beard
only?
I don't know.
It's
like you suddenly...
It's not my phone. It looks good on my phone.
It does not look good. I don't even know if that is a phone.
It's a phone.
We have a theory that you built the phone yourself from parts at Radio Shack because you don't want the Chinese involved at all in your telecommunications. Mr. Paranoid. Okay,
dude.
Sorry. Hold on.
You're busting my balls again.
Hey, Mike, it's me again. I'm outside a place called Typer's Bait and Tackle in the middle of Hearst, Ontario. I just bought a full body bug net because the bugs are fucking shit. And then I got another hour and a half to drive bush. Not the kind of bush I want to drive. I got to drive into a bush, right? So I'd rather drive bush hard, but I don't want to drive this bush hard. It's going to be shit. I'll let you know how it goes when I get there. I might be out of range.
I might be out of range. He's like reporting like a spy to me. Oh, man, I loved my Brian videos. When I got Grizz videos, it changed my day entirely. My God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a good time. We caught fish.
Yeah. The first one I got, do you mind if I share that one, too?
No, go ahead.
Oh, God, it's the best.
Go ahead.
Mike, I've been driving all through the night. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere in a place called Hearst, Ontario. I'm about to go fishing. For 7 fucking days. I don't know how I'm going to fish for 7 fucking days, but I'm going to try and fish for 7 fucking days. I have more edibles and more weed than, well, it's enough to probably kill a fucking horse. Anyhow, I've got to do it. I got to do it soon because I'm exhausted. That's about it. I'll talk to you later. Eat a dick.
That's a nice sign off.
Well, here's what happened, right? So I got an uncle, and he's an air traffic controller. So he finished up his shift at Pearson International Airport, and he came to my place at 10 o'clock. And we were going to crash out for, you know, a few hours and leave about 2, 3 in the morning. So he gets there, and he's like, you want to go now? So I'm like, yeah, okay. So we left at 10 p.m. And we arrived there at around 10 a.m. and sat around Hearst, which has fucking nothing in it. And then drove another 90 kilometers on a fucking logging road into the middle of nowhere with literally bear shit in the middle of the fucking road about every 30 feet.
So I'm always encouraging you to, I don't know, deep in your pocket, beyond the lint, there's enough money for a vacation in there, you cheap son of a bitch. Instead, you're going into the insect-infested woods. And by the way, I think you probably have some sort of bacterial disease from the toilet situation you had.
Toilet situation? Fucking brutal, dude. I can't do
How many
again.
Guys were there?
Well, this is the interesting
thing. And what were you eating? And then you've got to go to an outhouse that everybody shares?
No, we ate good. We ate good.
Guys say that when they're, no, we ate good. We had fucking beans, and then we did steak and beans the next day.
Oh, no, we had steak. We had lasagna. We had spaghetti. We had fish. Wow. We had everything. Sausages. I even hate saying that word sometimes.
What word?
Sausages.
Take it easy. I don't would like you please? That word. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Eat sausages just sounds weird.
Yeah, sausages.
I don't like to say
you
it.
Like sausages, Brian?
Not when you say it like that.
Grizz, have a sausage. Have a second sausage?
Sausage and wiener. I just don't like those two
words. You don't
words.
Like the word wiener either?
No, I don't like
those
words.
I don't like the word
words.
Moist.
Why don't you like the word moist?
I don't know. It makes me think of wieners. Hey, you know, Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall made me really laugh one time because he asked me.
At least he made somebody laugh once.
Oh, come on. The guy's funny.
No, he's not.
Oh, no. The other guys are funny. You're right.
Right.
So, but this made me laugh. He said, do you know why penises stink?
I don't want to know where that came from because it's a guy telling the joke. And I don't want to know.
It's pretty good.
Because if a guy knows why a penis stinks, I don't want to know why he knows it stinks.
No, it's good. It's a funny joke. He said, because so you can find him in the dark. Am I right, Grizz?
No.
No, you
don't. Dude, it's the most repellent fucking joke I've ever fucking heard.
It's just a joke. It's just a little joke.
It's about dick stink.
Yeah, it was. That one was about dick stink.
Sure. That's not a fucking good joke, dude.
No, you're right.
No.
Okay, my bad. My bad, everybody. Can I? Okay, cut.
Moist.
Let's edit that.
Moist. Duh. Moist. Moist.
I don't like it. I don't like it. So did you catch any fish?
I did. I caught fish. Caught a lot of pickerel. I caught about a 38-inch pike, which was really good. We had a pontoon boat and, again, a bunch of edibles and some cannabis. And we went out. I saw bald eagles every day flying around the boat, like 5, 6, 7 of them at a time. It was really, really cool. Played some bocce ball, threw some horseshoes. What are you laughing at? No, where's this going to go, Wixon? Where's it going? I didn't say anything to make you laugh, and now you're laughing, and I don't know why you're laughing, and that's what fucking scares me.
It's totally fine.
No, it's not. No, I'm done now.
No, I wanted to hear more.
No, I'm terrified now.
So this is a few minutes ago. We could get the board to work, and we have, you might recall Nick from previous shows. By the way, if I may, could I just say hi in the room? We got Dariki. Oh, I won't let me record. Won't we let me press record while I do this? Get in on his mic and say we have like a an exchange student from Scarborough in the studio with us. Actually, from the beautiful recording studios MPL right here in beautiful downtown Toronto. One of the partners in that. Hi, Dariki. How's it going, buddy?
Not bad. How are you, Mike?
Look. Not for nothing, man. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. I'm sorry if you're disgusted by everything. Listen to this. A few minutes ago, you witnessed this, Dariki. We couldn't get the board to work. And so I reached out to Nick, who is a lovely guy, one of the nicest guys ever, right? And I said to Brian, just ask Nick, tell Nick that I already know this, but it's still not working. Actually, just say to him, no, stupid, look. And this is what Brian did.
Oh, watch, stupid. No, I know you're sending it to him.
He didn't know I was going to send it.
You're a dick.
Would you like to hear the response from our tech buddy, Nick? He says, fucking crybaby pissy face.
What an asshole. Fucking dick.
What a great name. Crybaby pissy face.
Crybaby pissy face. No, thanks. Thanks, Nick.
What
a pal.
You know, that should be your new handle, maybe on
Fuck
Instagram.
You. Fuck you. Don't. So, if I start getting emails calling me crybaby pissy face.
So you were with family when you were away?
I was with my two uncles and my two cousins. And both my uncles are former elite athletes. So
much like yourself?
Yeah. I did 200 push-ups yesterday morning. What did you do?
Okay, look, dude. I
just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could do them right now.
I bet you can. Look,
you're right.
I don't know what your regime is to get a pot belly like that, but I'm sure it's intense.
A dick you are. Anyway, both my uncles.
There's a brunch certificate for you, Chubby.
Gee, thanks. Fuck you. happen. Anyway, so my one uncle went to the Olympics in 84.
Oh, cool.
And my other uncle has been a professional tennis player for about 50 years, and he was number one in Canada in singles and doubles over the age of 30 and 40, and I think even 50 at one time.
Don't say his name, because that's enough info.
Yeah, I don't want to say
his name. To protect him.
He doesn't want it. No.
No, he doesn't want any involvement in this at all.
No. So anyway.
Sorry, what was his name again?
That's right.
So, okay, so you guys are all up there.
That shut you the fuck up, didn't it?
You guys are all up there.
Yeah.
And they love you. These guys love you.
No.
Why?
They don't. They fucking can't stand me.
Why wouldn't they love you?
Because I love you. Okay, I'm a little contrarian. No. That's all that it is, right? And I smoke weed. And here's the funny thing. Everybody smokes weed, but my one uncle, the guy that retired, tennis pro,
yeah,
he blamed me for all of it.
For all what?
I was the only one smoking weed. I was passing his son's a joint right beside me. Like, I'm sitting here right now, and I passed him a fucking joint. Yeah. He saw it go, yeah, right? But for the whole week, I was the only one smoking weed. Boy, you smoke a lot of weed, Brian. You're trying to forget that you're hanging out with your family?
That was a good impersonation of your Olympic uncle.
That's not him.
Oh, okay.
but that's sort of what I was, that's what I was getting the whole fucking time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I got over it. I just kept fucking smoking more weed and more edibles.
You really don't care. That is the funniest thing. Now, let me ask you a question. How many days did you go without footwear?
Oh, this is fucking brutal. So I went, the moment I got up there, I took my shoes off. Then I didn't put shoes on again until I think Thursday.
Did you even take a shirt with you?
Right. I took way too many clothes with me, because all I wore was one pair of fucking shorts and no shirt.
How disgusting were you by the time you came back?
I wasn't, because they had beautiful showers in there. They were like,
it was like
going to MASH, like the 4077.
Is it a place you rented, or is it somebody's cottage?
No, it's called Brunswick Hunting Lodge or something like
that. Send them a bill.
And
I hate people getting ads for free.
It's sorry about that. But it was great. And they had a sauna there every night. We had a sauna. But by the fourth day, because I hadn't been wearing shoes, my feet swelled up and they looked like two loaves of bread attached to my fucking ankles.
You had to
see them.
That's a look the ladies love.
Yeah. It was weird though, because as soon as I got back down to Toronto, everything was fine.
I don't know why my feet swelled up. All I did was eat edibles that were made of 100% sugar all week.
Oh.
I actually had to remove a toe on the way home.
I didn't have fucking scurvy. I was, are you kidding me?
You guys are pirates up there in Neverland.
Yeah.
Oh, that's boy.
That's brutal. You know what? Speaking about like weird shit like that happens, I was watching an ad the other day.
Yeah.
For for some medication, I can't remember what it was. You know, they always put the that thing at the end where it's like,
The disclaimer.
May cause this, may cause that, may cause this.
They get specific now. Right. May cause you to put a belt around your neck, tie it to the doorknob in your closet, and
explosive diarrhea, bloody stool, all that kind of
may
shit.
May cause addiction to cocaine. What?
This is the best one I've ever heard. May cause genital gangrene. What medication on earth is going to cause you to have genital gangrene?
What is going on down there with these meds?
I don't know.
Does it just stop blood from going to
your dick? I have no idea. And I can't
remember when
this
show used to be about weed?
Right. Fuck.
By the way, the last episode is so horrible, don't listen to it. I refuse to tell people. I'm telling people, don't listen to the Amsterdam episode, because all you did was shit the whole. I listened to it afterward.
Uh-huh.
I laughed. I thought it was very funny about how abusive you were.
I wasn't abusive.
You know how you had a vacation, you came back and you talked about it nicely here in the studio?
Yeah.
We shared some clips and stuff.
Yeah, and you did the same thing.
No, but you shit all over it. The second that we came into the studio to do this, you stuck your wallet in your... No, you stuck your entire phone in your... Don't do it. I will not have that in the studio. I hope that you dislocate your jaw. It's too much. A bottle and your wallet, which then you informed us tasted like shit. Why do you think your wallet tasted like shit?
Well, you said it was because I missed my pocket. But that was it.
Ah. Ding. Okay, listen, I wanted to follow up on a couple of things going on in the Toronto area, if you don't mind. A lot of blockades. Most of the dispensaries are now gone.
Yes.
And one of the holdouts was Cafe. I don't know. I read a story about the people who run Cafe. It's a very profitable business. They have Lamborghinis and penthouses, and they do very well for themselves. But they also had great weed and nice service and great people working for them, and now the city has shut them down. Now, I will say this. They are selling unsanctioned weed. They are selling without a license. A lot of this stuff. But here's what I did notice through all of this. By the way, I think they opened up. Can anybody verify this in the room? Hi, Matt from Next Door to MPL. They opened up over the weekend, even though the doors were closed.
Some places opened up. Some places they offer shuttles, and they take you to a secret
location. That's what they did, shuttles to a secret location, which was smart.
Very smart.
Although totally illegal. I'm not recommending you do it. What's that? Come here. Come to the mic, buddy. What did you say?
It's a good idea until just a cop gets on that shuttle and
right.
finds a secret location.
Yeah, and then the location's no longer secret.
Right.
Can happen. So anyway, they got blockaded. What the city did in the spirit of better business, I guess, in their mind, was they blockaded the doors with these huge cement stanchions. And well, they set up right out front. They did a story that came out in the National Post on the weekend about the guys who own Cafe, saying that they did 50,000 to 80,000 a day in each of the stores that they have. Both of them driving Lamborghinis and having a lot of money and stuff like that. So I guess in the end, while it was fun for everybody to have that, and I think they had good weed. Am I wrong? Tariqi is nodding over there. Good weed, good weed.
What you've shown me from Cafe, although I've never been, the packaging is superior.
Yeah.
The weed is superior.
They put it in a childproof bag.
I have nothing bad to say about them.
You know, they had great coffee, a really nice bakery there. It was a nice environment. It was kind of how you envisioned Canada to be when it went legal. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But within short order, they are shutting down. Now, you and I have a theory that they're just trying to get an injunction so that they can get to a superior court.
I think they got to get to Supreme Court with this one because, to me, it's a bit of a joke. Right? I'm going to get political for a second. Welcome to shithole.to, where you can't run a business. The city will shut you down.
And okay, let's register shithole.to before Brian does and does something terrible.
Yes, that's right. And I think that what Cafe is doing will be a service to the community more than anything else because I don't like the idea of weed being sent through the mail. I want to go see it. I want to go touch it. And I think anybody should be allowed to do it. And those guys, as long as they're paying their goddamn taxes, which I will guarantee you they are, and the government doesn't give a fuck if you pay your taxes, but for some reason, the city has a problem with it.
These guys were able to take debit and Visa and everything as
right.
well. So I think that they were. I don't know. I don't remember being charged tax per se.
Has Mark Emery been charged with tax evasion?
But no.
No. Nobody's been charged with tax evasion that's been involved in that space at any sensible level. So the douchebag that wants to go, when I say douchebag, I don't mean that for everybody, but there are guys out there that are making their cash money.
By and large, douchebags.
Right, and not paying yeah. taxes on it,
yeah.
and I got a problem with that. But these guys literally want to be legit and be the best at what they do.
That's kind of how it felt to me. Like they you know, they made, they could, you could get product there that you couldn't in many other places. Like I say, it was lined up for a reason.
Yeah.
And the government store within a half a block was not.
So let me ask you this question, because I've never been to Cafe, and I take it both you guys
yeah.
have been. So
hold on. You know what? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go on.
No, so here's what I want to say. When I was going to the illegal dispensaries before everything became legalized, right? They were everywhere. Canna Clinic and all that kind of stuff. When I
yeah.
walked in, I felt like I was walking into a really sketchy scene. The people behind the counter were sketchy. The clients all seemed sketchy. But when I think about Cafe and the way that you've described it, and I haven't heard your description yet, but it's a place where grown-ups can go and buy weed.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get what you mean. And it did have that buzz. Cafe had sort of a community feel to it. They tried to get involved in the community. The stores were really nice. As I say, like, you know, you could walk. And that's the other thing. You get a little bit of advice in the place from people who, it was a good retail vibe, no, Dariki?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Some of the dispensaries I went to in Hamilton, for example, were exactly the way you described. Looked like it was run by bikers.
Thugs.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Gangbangers and stuff.
Gangsters at the door
yeah.
doing
yeah.
security. It was really weird, but Cafe and a couple others. There was like MMJ, I think, was
MMJ
another one.
MMJ was another
really,
good one.
Really good.
Shout out to my peeps at MMJ. Hello.
But those two, Cafe and those two, was like going into a reputable business. And just like you said, it was where adults can go and buy some weed. And
right.
Yeah.
You felt safe and comfortable, and you felt that the people were knowledgeable. There was no harm.
It's a cigar shop versus a variety store.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, you owe me a dube.
All right.
See how this goes around here?
How did that happen?
Hey, look, as long
well,
as
how come he owes you one?
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, did Matt leave too? He left. Okay. Now he's there. Hey, now maybe can I ask you something?
Yeah.
We're in a building where there's a lot of recording facilities.
Yeah.
You guys have easily the lead on that. You've got some great artists going through. By the way, if you want to give a plug for MPL, go for it.
Yeah, please check out the-mpl.com or give us a call at 1-888-4-the-mpl.com. We are your premier modular audio and video studio. Check us out.
Hey, I'm looking at a student of mine over there rolling a joint like a hero. When I met him, he could not roll a joint.
When I met you, you were teaching him how to roll a joint.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The first time I met you.
Hey, Matt.
Hi. You taught me a lot, but this is a new method that I got to teach you.
Oh, I will take it. I'll always take a lesson. I'll always take a lesson. You guys, I know you really shouldn't shout out any of the artists going through the studio. That's probably not safe and secure. Nobody wants to know. None of the artists probably want you to know that. Or if you want to, you can shout anybody out you want. But
besides the DNA project, where there's a bunch of great artists, there's no real particular artist that I would want to put on the spot right
now. Yeah, no, that makes sense, because who knows what they're producing and when it's going to come out. Exactly. But this is a simple question. Your facility does not smell like somebody just blew 8 cones in a row in it, and every other studio in the place does. Is there a rule over there, or like, how do you guys maintain that?
Well, we try to keep it as professional as possible. I think that both of our standards are, if the client prefers to have, an environment where he can feel safe and smoke, we'll let him. But for the most part, we don't try and promote any type of smoking indoors.
And there's a lot of nice places around here that you could just step out.
And even out there, you might get to bump into you guys and have a great conversation while you're smoking a doob.
That's
so
actually
so much better.
Half of why, but also we have like kids in sometimes. We do all we do commercials for toys and all kinds. So if you have kids walking in with parents and it smells like weed, it's kind of like, I mean, the parents are all high anyway, but they do it outside.
Oh, that's too funny. Stage moms all high.
Do you guys sell the kids?
No,
of course
no.
That was neither of them. That was me that said that. Okay. But no, reputable guys, and the MPL, just a beautiful studio.
It is nice.
We have upcoming programming where you'll get the experience of seeing inside of there as we bring some artists in and that sort of thing. So I just wondered that, because you guys, your place smells nice. You know what I mean? Have you noticed the other studios in the building are just the one at the very end of the building? Like, I'm pretty sure Wiz Khalifa is living in there. I'm not sure what's going on, man.
I don't talk to anybody.
No, I know that.
No.
I know that.
No, I just, it's just all about me and my van.
Let's talk about the van.
Let's not talk about the van.
I have to talk about the van.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. I was at an event that was a community event. I am not going to use this show as a vehicle to talk about that event, because I'm pretty sure they wouldn't appreciate that.
Right. What was the name of the event?
It was the Waterfront Women's Achievement Awards. So anyway, while I'm there, this lovely lady walks up to me and says to me, is Grizz's van really that creepy? I'm going to tell you, mother of three, she was in her 40s, and it wasn't within 20 or 30 minutes that somebody else came up and asked me about the van. So a beauty shout out to those lovely people that
Thank
met
you.
At that event. And my answer to them is consistently the same. There should be a DNA examination of that van immediately. Like, guys in fucking suits with the hoods and the whole face. Like, you need,
hazmat.
I honestly think,
there's
hazmat
nothing
suits.
Wrong with my van. My van is fucking fine.
Your van is evidence.
No.
Your van should be entered as evidence, probably in several crimes that have yet to be discovered.
You're such a dick. You're such a dick.
But yes, indeed. If I was to be truthful about the van, what it does, we haven't been all that truthful about. We make it out to be, just a cheeky.
You just wish you had it.
Okay.
You just wish you had it.
If I was truthful, and I've got a lot of man space in my living arrangement already, but if you added the Scooby-Doo violation van, an award arrived for you, Brian.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Grizz,
I know.
This is for you. Would you like to read that? Just read that out to everybody. A nice trophy arrived to commemorate your beautiful van. What does it say on the plaque?
Rapiest van.
And by the way, there's nothing funny about rape.
No.
But the Rapiest Van Award is a little funny.
That's funny.
But it's the truth is, it's a great work van. And if I had the opportunity to, let's say, do the Cabot Trail and I had that van, I would probably really enjoy myself.
Yeah. I blew the transmission last week.
You did.
It didn't taste good.
What else happened in that van that got blown?
It's yeah, the van's fine. Leave it alone.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? We'll do a quick wrap on the show by saying this. Dariki is happy for you to get in touch with the MPL, and so is our lovely friend Matt from next door. Very talented guys. Matt, where can people reach out to you, man? And by the way, I'm sorry that this show is an endorsement for your company.
Actually, were we? I was in the other room practicing rolling. Were we talking about shout-outs before?
Yeah, you want to shout anybody out?
Yeah, we just... quite a while ago, but it just came out. Do you remember Kaiza?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So
she's so talented,
she's
man.
Great. Yeah.
That, okay, that video is all one take. It's incredible.
By her brother. So
her
this,
brother
this
did
entire
that.
Entire family's really musical. So
wow.
Her other brother Chase Elstad came to do a music video because we also have a green screen. We're not just a music studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that just came out. So the band is called The Wyze. Thewyze. The Wyze,
all
and
right.
The song is called Faded Gold. It's a really good song.
Okay, we'll check that out.
You guys should listen to that.
Yeah, maybe I'll add it to the end of this episode, see if they sue us. And where can people get in touch with you again, buddy?
The-MPL, like Michael Papalima, or like Maple, poorly spelt, .com, or at 1-888-4-THE-MPL. That's a new phone number. 1-888-4-THE-MPL.
That's great. I'm all for the MPL myself.
You are. Thank you.
I love you guys. Say it back, but nicely with warmth in your heart.
We love you.
We love both of you. Thank you. We appreciate this.
See you in Brian's van, you two. Meanwhile.
Fucking dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
You know what I say? You know what I say to you?
Don't say that.
You can go home now if you want.
Can I go home?
Yeah.
Like for real home?
Yeah, if you want. Or just go to the van for a little while and have a nap.
I brought my car today.
Oh, okay.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Don't even go. Fuck off.
Okay. Where was your car manufacturer?
Germany.
I just wanted to say that.
You're such a dick. Germany.
I'm sorry about this show. It's called Merrill Wanderers. It's on iTunes. Tell a friend, subscribe, and follow us on the socials at Merrill Wanderers. Grizz.
Wait, one question.
Yeah.
Last strain of weed you smoked?
Sugar cookies. Quite good.
Mine was Pink Panther.
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, what was that again?
Girl Scout cookies.
All right. We had two cookies in there.
Yeah.
What was the one you had?
Pink Panther.
Oh, Pink Panther's good. I like that.
I like Girl Scout cookie. That's one of my favorites.
Really, really good.
That, and grapefruit, but I can't find grapefruit right now.
Hey, when you follow us, tell us a strain that you like, because we do want to... What was the last one you tried, Matt? Durban Poison?
Yeah, you called me, and you told me that I have to spend all my money on this Durban Poison, so I broke a piggy bank, and now I have a bunch of Durban Poison.
Hey, let's go over to their place now.
Okay, done.
Okay,
sure.
Let's go. All right, guys, have yourself a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next time around. And just know this, when we're not together, we're thinking of each other, aren't we, Grizz?
No.
Bring it back.